The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Hey, what are we all getting up to yesterday? Yesterday I had a busy day, spent a lot of time with my mum. And then I came home and cut the grass, which needed doing. quite enjoy doing the grass. It's just all the borders and all that caper that I just hate.
I always think when you say you mow the grass, have you just cranking up the
I love doing
the lawnmower.
That. I just love starting the lawnmower.
But it's like a man thing, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a couple of men things. One is starting the lawnmower, or the petrol. It's got to be something petrol-y. Just give it that kind of whoa. And sometimes if you've got to do it twice, that makes you feel even more manly. Right. The other one is like even the strimmer. That's a bit petrol.
That's a bit
wimpy. The barbecue thing, yeah. When I kind of cook all year round, but you know most men don't cook all year round. And then when the barbie comes up, they insist they have to cook. But the other thing that's very manly, and one of my good mates, Steve Bogan, we both share this thing. It's lighting a fire in the garden.
The old Bernie bin.
Getting the Bernie bin out. Steve's just moved house and he sent me a photograph the other night. he said, mate, I've gone from the Bernie bin into bonfires. And because he's just moved to a new house, he had a bonfire in the garden with all sorts of doors and everything on. I was so jealous. Really, I've got a bit of a compliment. I saw the photos like, oh. But it's just, even my dad, you know, when the shop was open, used to, you know, when he'd empty all the cardboard boxes and everything, he would rip them up into a bag and then he'd have like a section in the garden where he'd have a fire and he'd burn all the cardboard.
And all the lads would be mesmerised, supposedly.
Yeah, we'd stand there for hours like that. I want to be able to do that. And here I am. There's just something very manly about having a little fire going in the garden and just giving a little poke every now and then with a stick. You know what I mean? That's what I do with my mail as well. I always either shred my important, you know, documents or burn them. But it's just great. Just love it. Just craving more bills so I can burn them.
I am going to go out and get a Bernie bin at the weekend.
You've got to, mate. Honestly, it's the way forward.
It's the future.
It is. Not having a Bernie bin is so last year.
It's the new going out.
It is, yes. It's the new black. And you will be black if you stand close enough. Right. Let's find out what else we've got to do over the weekend. Dino, over the weekend, it's only Friday. Yesterday, Dino, what about you?
Last night I was going for a walk around Wavertree Athletics Park.
Why?
Oh, no, because it's like a big park, but I don't know if that's the official name. And
he lives there, he doesn't know.
Yeah, and anyway, I was walking past and there's like, you know, where you get is it called seven-a-side football teams or five-a-side or something?
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of little teams playing there and these dudes yelled out to me, hey, can you play football? And I'm like, no, and they're like, good, come over and play. And so I went over and played.
Played with them?
Well, I scored an own goal.
Oh, you plonker.
Yeah, but they were friendly enough. Like, you know, they still talked to me after that.
They didn't beat you with sticks.
It's just the taking part that counts.
It is. And I did enjoy it because, I mean, you know, I've never really played football.
You like playing netball and stuff like that, don't you?
No, Kevin, I like doing boxing and drinking lager.
Yeah, right, okay.
So that was my night, and then I went home and went to sleep.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
It was good.
Jealous. Claire?
I had a really good day. Tim and I went on the motorbike to Wales. So we went to Horseshoe Pass and then to Llangollen and had some lunch.
Yeah, I remember getting to my desk yesterday after the show and you were already on the phone. I just heard you saying, well, what about your helmet?
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I'm going to have to call you back.
Tim, I'll have to go.
I wanted to know where he was going to put it because my helmet. Because
you've got a helmet.
No, because if he drops me off, I don't know where he put my helmet because he's wearing his, isn't he? So
yeah.
So he attaches it to the back.
It doesn't go anywhere without his helmet.
Right.
Anyway, we had a nice day. And then I watched a bit of Wimbledon last night.
You might have seen them yesterday. A couple of helmets. Where did you go?
We went to the Horseshoe Pass and Llangollen.
Right, bless
Very
you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Peter.
I had a lovely day yesterday. It was my last game with the school football team that I coach because they're leaving soon.
Aww.
That was our last game, but we absolutely obliterated the opposition. So proud of them yesterday.
Well done.
We won 5-1.
Brilliant.
When everything clicked, and it's just dead sad at the end because they were all saying, see you next week, Pete. And I was saying, that's it now, lads. That was the last one.
There's no next week.
There's no next week.
Aww.
So that was really sad. And last night went out for something to eat at Villa Jazz in Oxton.
Ooh, I've been there many
times.
Which
is lovely. Really nice. Oh, don't, honest to God, it's next week's going to be really sad.
Really?
When they leave.
Next week, I'm sad now.
You're really going to miss them, Kev.
I can't believe it.
You won't be able to take it.
Pardon? She's just got a one-track mind, hasn't she?
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Now it's time for The Weather Kid.
And if the owner is listening, please give me a call. I'll discuss it with you then and tell you exactly what she said. Right, 7:23, it's Wednesday, July 26, 2006, and our Weather Kid is in Prenton. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Kev.
How are you, Sam?
Fine.
So tell me a little bit about you. Are you married?
No, I'm a kid.
You're a kid? How long have you been a kid?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've been a kid from 1998.
You've been a kid since 1998?
Yeah.
So what happened before that?
I don't know.
So what did you do in 1997?
I don't know. I was a baby then.
Okay, so you're not married?
No.
So do you have a job?
No.
Oh, right.
I do have a little job, taking care of my baby brother.
Aww.
Oh, that's a great job, isn't it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you want to do when you grow up, Sam?
What
do you want to do when you grow up?
What did you say?
I said, what would you like to do when you grow up, when you get older?
I would like to be a rock star.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be good about being a... Why do you want to be a rock star? What would be good about that?
Because I'll be rich and I'll get a butler.
He'd be rich and he'd get a butler.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Why would you like a butler?
To tell him to go down to the McDonald's and get my kids McDonald's and tell me to get a chicken burger. And tell him to go shopping for me.
That'd be great, wouldn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite rock star, then?
Busted.
Busted?
Yeah, rock group. Right.
So can you sing?
Yeah.
Go on, then, what can you sing?
Well, I can sing a couple of songs, but
I've
forgot them.
How come you forgot? See, if you're going to be a rock star, you don't know any rock stars for getting songs, you know?
I do know a couple, but I just forgot them.
You've got stage fright, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which songs have you forgot?
Well, I've got this Good To Be Good one, but I forgot the words.
Oh. Is there no songs that you know this morning?
No.
Not even one?
No.
You're crafty, aren't you, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dad, I'm going to be year four when I come back on my summer holiday.
You're having a laugh, aren't you?
No. I'm going to be year four.
So, are you going on holiday?
What?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bala.
You going where?
Bala.
Bala?
Yeah.
Who are you going there with?
And my mum, my dad, and my baby brother, Paul.
Fantastic. When are you going there?
I don't know.
You're not taking your wife?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, right, sorry.
Besides, I think I'm going to be on TV too.
You're going to be on TV?
Yeah, I think so. Cause the Crunch is going to Bournemouth, and Bow's next to Bournemouth, beach. So I could just sneak behind and hold the camera and go.
Oh, you've got it all worked out, haven't you, Sam?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you thinking about the Prime Minister at the moment?
What
do you think about the Prime Minister?
I think he's doing quite good.
Well, why do you think he's being quite good?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know, you can't just say he's being quite good. You've got to, you know, you've got to back it up and tell us why. What do you think he's done that's made him quite good?
Stop the petrol. High the petrol price.
So you think he's been good for hiring the petrol prices?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done to him. Wouldn't it be great if it was about £58 a litre?
I think so.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Home Secretary? Home Secretary, do you think he's doing a good job?
What did you say again? My mum just came through the door and, like, whispered something to me.
The Home Secretary, do you think he's doing a good job?
I don't know.
What do you reckon, then?
Well, I think he's doing okay.
What do you think the Home Secretary looks like?
I think he has a beard and a moustache, and he's old. That's what I think he looks like.
Yeah, you're probably right there, you know. Oh, God, Sam, I could talk to you all day. You're dead interesting. So, have you got a girlfriend, Sam?
No.
How come?
Because I'm not a teenager yet.
All right, you can only get one when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who, if you could pick any girl in the world, what would you? If you could have a girlfriend when you're a teenager, what's she going to look like?
Ugly. Just kidding.
She's going to be ugly, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, Sam, you get an ugly girlfriend, at least you won't have any problems with them, and you know she's not going to, you know, go with anybody else. That's a good idea, that, Sam. Because if you get yourself a good-looking girlfriend, everybody wants to pinch your girlfriend. So if you get an ugly one, then at least you know she's going to be loyal to you. So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
reasoning.
Brilliant. Anyway,
she's going to be like a dog.
Say again?
She's going to be like a pet dog.
So you can, like, stroke it at the top of her head and stuff like that, yeah? And make a little tail wag. Good on you. Have you got the weather ready for us, Sam?
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
And now it's time for The Weather Kid with The Weather.
Mr. Talkability is Sam Johnson this morning from Prenton. He's got the weather. Go ahead, Sam.
Some sunshine, but thunderstorms likely. Feeling warm and humid. Weather, light breeze.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What about the temperature?
It doesn't say.
Oh, that might have been my fault, maybe.
That's okay. Well, have a little guess. What do you think the temperature's going to be like today?
10 degrees.
10 degrees. Is that cold or warm?
Cold.
Cold. And what about the pollen forecast? What do you think that's going to be like?
20.
Then the pollen forecast is going to be 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably about right there, Sam. Anyway, I could talk to you all day, but haven't got time. You've been an absolute star this morning, Sam. Will you come back another time?
Okay,
Sam. Well, you have a good day and have a great holiday as well.
I will.
Bye-bye, Sam.
Bye.
Bye-bye, mate. It's 7:29. Well done, Sam.
Liverpool's hit music station, Radio City 96.7.
Dino's just back from holiday, being away with a bloke to Greece.
Yeah, with my brother, Kevin.
No, fine, I know. He's a bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he surely is.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah? Did he cop off?
No.
Why were you nodding your head?
Yeah. Can you just explain to the million listeners right now as to why you said no, but you're putting your head up and down?
I wasn't.
And why your face is going red now?
Right, red.
You guys are trying to trick me. You're out of order, all of you.
Yeah?
You know what? We should put the webcam and put it on the internet so everyone can see what he's really like. Because we get the blame. Everyone says we're cruel and we bully him, and it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? They'll also find out that Claire does the traffic in her bills.
Yes. Yes, she does it. Her bills.
Only on a nice day like this.
Bills. I've had it for a long time. Morning to everyone that came down to the Met Quarter yesterday evening. I was hosting the charity fashion show for the Marina Dalglish Appeal. Kenny was down there as well, and it was just great. Just really, really good. I tell you who was on the catwalk as well. I didn't realise until I went round the back where all the models were ready to go on stage. There's quite an embarrassing situation as well, because it had this like this big curtain which was about 30 foot tall, and it was like a box, right? And the idea was it was a reveal so that they were going to have models in there dancing so you could see all the shadows, and then they were going to drop it, and then the girls would all be there revealed, you know, in the lovely clothes and stuff. So I got warned, you know, don't go near the curtain. Well, I had to squeeze past the curtain to get on the catwalk. And just as I was standing next to the curtain, the whole thing fell down. I was like, oh, my God. But what it was held up with, like, electric magnets.
Yeah.
And there was a power cut. But it just happened to happen when I was standing next to it, so it looked like it was my fault. But felt like an absolute...
Did you go bright red?
I did, yeah.
Oh, no.
So on these fashion shows, do you make a habit of hanging out backstage where the models get changed?
No, but I do always walk in by accident. Everything. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, girls.
But yesterday, as I was walking through, I was like, oh, my God, I was having a good old chat with our mate Roberto from Big Brother.
And was he there modelling?
He was modelling, but very funny on the couch. You thought it was his show. Because he was very good at what he did, but he's just waving at everyone. Great setting for a fashion show, and good morning to everyone who attended. Raised a lot of money for the Marina Dalglish Appeal. And morning to everyone from all the stores. Some great shops in there now. There's new stores going in every couple of days as well. It's just, the place is fantastic. I think I said I'd say hi to all the guys from Timberland as well. Good morning to you. But anyway, great. Really enjoyed it. What I was actually going to talk about here very briefly is kind of like the difference between apples and grapes. Morning if you've got your apple catchers on right now.
It's too sunny for apple catchers, Kenny.
You're not wrong there. Basically, this is the deal. Women are a bit like apples on trees. I've been giving this a lot of thought. Women are like apples on trees, I think. The best ones are at the top of the tree. Yeah?
Yeah.
Most men don't want to reach for the good ones because they're afraid of falling and getting hurt. Aww. I think this is fair to say.
Yeah.
Instead, us fellas sometimes take the apples from the ground that aren't as good, but they're easy.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. The apples at the top think something's wrong with them, however, when in reality, they're amazing. They just have to wait for the right man to come along, the one who's brave enough to climb all the way to the top of the tree.
Aww.
Yeah. Now, the difference with us fellas, us men are like a fine wine. We're beginner's grapes, and really, it's up to you women to stomp the crap out of us until we turn into something acceptable to have dinner with, you know what I mean? So I thought I'd share that with all the good apples that we know. Morning, apples. How are you?
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.